Thank you for calling customer support. This is Willie. How can I help you today?
Good morning. My name is Kate Ridgely, and I called yesterday and had gotten my subscription canceled, but there's a charge that just hit my checking account or credit card, and I want to I didn't know that I signed up for a subscription. I don't want it. So I want that charge reversed.
Okay, we can see what options are available, ma'am. Let me get some info and actually access your account. What is your zip code, please?
It's 93285.
And your first and last name?
It's Kate Ridgely.
All right, Ms. Ridgely, if you could verify your complete mailing address for me.
312 Bristlecone Drive, number 4023, Wofford Heights, California, 93285.
Thank you. Give me one moment while your account populates, and then we'll get that information to you, okay?
All right.
Sorry, system just dragging a little bit this morning.
Still waking up.
I think the system's already on Thanksgiving time.
Yeah, for sure. You got any time off?
No. We are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I will be right here eating a turkey sandwich. All right. It looks like your account initiated with us on November the 13th, you signed up for the technical bag, and you were charged, it was free of charge for the technical bag, but you were charged the shipping and handling of $5.74.
Yeah.
And with that, that's a mystery box item. And with that, there is a membership, a trial membership, of course, of 6 days for you to try to see if you like the product. Our website, we do have a online web store. It's our Best Consumer Gadget Club. And if by the terms and conditions that were agreed upon, if you don't cancel in that time period, you are charged a monthly reoccurring charge. And that's where that charge comes from.
Yeah, I had no idea about that. And it wasn't clear when I made the purchase. And so it's not what I want. So I can return the bag that just showed up yesterday if you want. But I don't want that subscription, and I don't want that a gift card or whatever?
Yes, ma'am. No, it is a monthly subscription. Until I see what you called on yesterday.
Yeah, I have a canceling.
Yeah, it's been canceled 100%, but that charge, the last charge, is a valid charge by the terms and conditions, but you won't be billed any further or sent any additional products.
You know, I can't afford that. And it wasn't made clear on the website when I made that purchase. Usually pretty reading thing, and there was nothing on there about a subscription that I.
Yes, sir. It was listed when you the section where you put your card information in. You have to put it in because our system doesn't allow any pre-populated fields, so you have to actually put it in. Next to it, it was a box that said, click here to agree to the terms and conditions, and the terms and conditions were highlighted in a hyperlink. So they were available. But it has been canceled. And like I said, we don't do any type of refunds or anything because of those terms and conditions.
Yeah, well, if you don't refund it, I'm going to dispute the charge.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that, and you have that choice, ma'am. But when you do so, your financial institution is gonna reach out to us and request the terms and conditions were agreed upon. And then once they do, they'll give you that money back because they're your bank and they're there for you. But once they do the investigation and see that it is in fact a valid charge, that money will be taken back, ma'am.
This is such a scam.
No, ma'am. You didn't agree. You didn't look at the terms and conditions before, but you put your card information in. So,
but they weren't the terms and conditions weren't there. I was on my phone, and I would have had to
Yes, ma'am. And when the bank calls us to request those terms and conditions, we also have the IP address from the device that it was actually done on. So we'll send that information over. We're going to, whatever the bank decides, if they decide we're wrong, we'll accept it. No problems that we won't fight it. But the bank is going to, you know, see that it is in fact a valid charge because you have to agree to our terms and conditions before we send out any of our products.
All right. Well, I don't like it. And so what is the 6732 charge? What do I get for it?
That's the monthly fee for our mystery box club. So you are sent something out, and all this was sent to your email address, stargazer240@gmail.com.
I don't think I got an email. I didn't get any emails about any of this. I didn't even get a tracking number for the bag that was sent. So I'm pretty
It was sent out to your email. And once, like I said, we don't do anything shady at all. We want to make sure that if we said everything we said we were going to do, we have done. We did send you out that technical bag. I'm tracking it right now as we speak, ma'am. But we sent that out with good faith. It was delivered actually on yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't get a tracking number on it. I had to call to get the tracking number.
Yes, ma'am, but you still did receive that product. And everything we said on the website we would do, we have done. We gave you a time period, a trial to try out our product to see if you like it. And all you had to do was cancel before the trial expired. And we also sent you out a free gift that is valued at $29.95 as well. So we did everything we said we would do. And we asked you just to try our product and cancel if you didn't want it. But by not canceling...
I didn't even get an email about the website.
Yes, ma'am. It was sent to you, and also it was a link and also a password that is specific just for you.
I didn't get it.
Yes, ma'am. It was sent over, ma'am.
All right. Well, if you're not going to take care of this transaction, I'm going to call the bank. So,
okay, no problem, ma'am.